Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be diving deep into the world of skincare, specifically atopic dermatitis. I know we've done atopic dermatitis a lot, but trust me, this deep dive is going to blow your mind. It's all about a manuscript. It uses some incredible technology to assess the skin barrier and potentially could revolutionize how we treat atopic dermatitis and other skin conditions. So are you ready to go microscopic?
Absolutely. Let's shrink down and explore this fascinating world.
All right. So the stars of the show today are these things called corneocytes. Mm-hmm. I'm sure many of our listeners have heard us talk about them before. But as a refresher, could you explain exactly what corneocytes are and why they're so important for skin health?
So corneocytes are like the building blocks of your skin's outermost layer, the stratum corneum. They're essentially flat, dead skin cells that are packed together tightly, kind of like a brick wall. And this wall is what helps keep moisture in and irritants out, which is super crucial for a healthy skin barrier.
Okay, so they're like a shield for our skin. Cool.
Yeah.
But you mentioned this deep dive is about corneocyte nanotexture analysis. What does that even mean?
It means we're zooming in on the surface of these corneocytes to look at teeny tiny features called CNOs, circular nano-sized objects.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're going that small. Like, how small are we talking here?
We're talking nanometers, so a billionth of a meter.
Wow, that is small.
These CNOs are basically tiny bumps on the surface of the corneocytes.
And why are these bumps, these CNOs, so important?
Well, research suggests that these CNOs play a big role in how well the skin barrier functions.
Okay, so I'm picturing a smooth brick wall versus a brick wall with bumps all over it. Would the bumpy wall be a stronger barrier?
Not quite. Actually, a healthy skin barrier is more like a well-organized brick wall where everything fits together nicely. When you have too many CNOs, it disrupts this organization, making the barrier weaker.
Ah, so it's like a bumpy road versus the smooth highway. Makes sense. So how have scientists been measuring these CNOs?
The traditional method is called the Dermal Texture Index, or DTI. It uses computer vision to basically count the number of CNOs in a microscopic image.
So just counting the bumps seems straightforward enough. What's wrong with that approach?
Well, it's not as simple as it sounds. DTI has some limitations. For one, it can be affected by things like noise in the images, which can lead to inaccurate counts.
So those little imperfections in the pictures can throw things off. I see.
And another issue is that CNOs aren't evenly distributed across the entire corneocyte. DTI doesn't really account for that.
So it's like judging a city's population just by looking at the downtown area.
Yeah.
You're missing the whole picture.
Exactly. You need a more nuanced approach to get a truly accurate measurement.
Okay, so DTI has its limitations. So what did these researchers in the manuscript do differently?
They took things to a whole new level. They combined high-resolution imaging with artificial intelligence.
Whoa, hold on. AI for skin analysis. This is getting interesting.
It really is. First, they used a high-speed dermal atomic force microscope, or HSDAFM for short.
HSDAFM. Okay, I'll just nod along like I know what that is.
It's a really sophisticated microscope that allowed them to capture incredibly detailed images of the corneocyte surface.
So like zooming in way further than ever before.
Exactly. Then they use this cutting-edge deep learning object detector called YOLOV-10.
YOLOV-10? That sounds kind of futuristic.
It does, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. But this AI model was trained on a massive data set of corneocyte images. It learned to identify and count CNOs with remarkable accuracy.
Wow, over 91%, you said.
That's right.
That's really impressive.
Yeah.
But we still have that issue of CNOs not being evenly spread out.
Right. And that's where the ingenuity of this study really shines. They use something called kernel density estimation, KDE, to analyze the spatial distribution of CNOs.
KDE. I'm trying to picture that.
Think of it as creating a heat map, showing areas of high and low CNO density. So instead of just counting the bumps, you're getting a much more detailed picture of how they're spread out.
So it's like a population density map. But for CNOs.
Precisely.
That's pretty clever. So sharper images plus smarter analysis equals.
A brand new index called the Effective Corneocyte Topographical Index, or ECTI.
ECTI, got it.
Yeah.
And what did they find when they compared this ECTI to the old DTI method?
Well, it was pretty remarkable. ECTI was able to clearly differentiate between skin samples from people with varying severity of AD and those from healthy controls.
So it could tell who had AD and how severe it was.
Exactly. But here's the really exciting part. It could even distinguish between mild AD and healthy skin, even in areas that looked totally normal to the naked eye.
Wait, really? So even before any visible signs of AD, this ECTI could pick up on subtle differences in the skin barrier.
That's what the data suggests.
That's pretty amazing.
It is, and it opens up some really exciting possibilities for early detection and intervention.
Wow, that could be a game changer for people with AD.
It could indeed.
So we've got this brand new tool, ECTI. That can potentially give us a much more detailed understanding of skin barrier function than ever before. And it seems like the results are very promising. But let's back up a bit. You mentioned this study focused specifically on AD. Tell me a bit more about the participants in the study. How many people were involved?
They studied 45 people with AD and 15 healthy controls.
Okay, and how did they collect the skin samples?
They used a non-invasive technique called tape stripping.
So basically just gently applying and removing adhesive tape to collect skin cells.
Yep. It's a pretty standard method for this kind of research.
Good to know. So while these findings are super exciting, it is just one study, right?
Right. More research is definitely needed to confirm these findings and to see if ECTI is effective for evaluating other skin conditions as well.
For sure. But what stood out to you most in this research? Was there anything that particularly caught your attention?
Honestly, I was blown away by the sensitivity of ECTI. Being able to differentiate between mild AD and healthy skin, even in areas without any visible symptoms, it's really remarkable.
I agree. The potential for early detection and intervention is huge.
It is. It could completely change how we approach AD.
Instead of waiting for flare-ups, we could be proactive and potentially prevent the condition from developing in the first place.
Exactly.
And I love the idea of personalized treatment plans based on an individual's unique skin barrier function.
That's the future of skincare.
It really is. It's like we're moving from a world of guesswork to a world of precision.
Absolutely.
This is truly groundbreaking research.
It is, and it highlights the power of interdisciplinary collaboration. This study brought together experts in dermatology, microscopy, and artificial intelligence to achieve something truly innovative.
It's amazing what can happen when different fields come together like that. It's inspiring. So, we've covered a lot of ground today, from the tiny world of corneocytes and CNOs, to the potential of AI and high-resolution imaging, to revolutionize how we understand and treat AD. It's been a fascinating journey so far.
It has.
And we're not done yet. We'll be back in part two to dive even deeper into the implications of this research and explore what it could mean for the future of skincare. So stay tuned.
I'm excited to continue the conversation.
I am too.
I think one of the most interesting things about this research is that it's not just about diagnosis. ECTI also has the potential to revolutionize how we monitor the progression of AD and the effectiveness of different treatments.
Oh, wow. So like a before and after comparison for your skin barrier. That's really cool.
It is. Imagine being able to see how your skin barrier responds to a new moisturizer or to medication. You could track the changes over time and see if the treatment is actually working.
That would take so much of the guesswork out of skincare. Right now, it's a lot of trial and error. Especially for people with AD.
Absolutely. This technology could help us move from a reactive approach to a much more proactive one.
Instead of just treating flare-ups when they happen.
We could be monitoring the skin barrier and adjusting treatments as needed to prevent flare-ups from happening in the first place.
It'll be a huge quality of life improvement for so many people.
It really would.
And it's not just limited to AD, right? You mentioned earlier that this technology could potentially be applied to other skin conditions as well.
Yeah, any condition where skin barrier function plays a role, like psoriasis, eczema, even acne.
So this could be a whole new toolkit for dermatologists.
It could.
Yeah.
Imagine being able to assess the skin barrier at a microscopic level to get a much deeper understanding of what's going on and to tailor treatment plans accordingly.
Wow. This research really does open up a whole new world of possibilities.
It does.
It's so exciting to think about what the future holds for skincare.
It is. It feels like we're on the cusp of a paradigm shift.
From guesswork to precision.
Exactly.
And it all starts with understanding the tiny but mighty world of corneocytes.
It does.
This has been such a fascinating conversation.
It has.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today.
My pleasure.
I'm already looking forward to part three.
Me too.
You know, it's amazing to think something as tiny as a CNO could tell us so much about our skin health. Like, it really highlights how complex the human body is.
Yeah, it really does.
And that there's always something new to discover. Which brings me to a thought I've been having. We've been focusing on AD and skin conditions, but could this technology have even broader applications? Like, beyond just dermatology?
That's a really interesting question. If we can analyze the nanotexture of skin cells to understand the skin barrier, could we apply similar techniques to other organs?
Right. Like, imagine analyzing the texture of cells in the lungs to assess respiratory health. or in the gut to understand digestive issues.
Yeah. The possibilities are pretty mind-blowing when you think about it.
They really are.
Yeah.
It feels like we're just scratching the surface of what this technology could do.
I think so.
It could potentially revolutionize how we diagnose and treat all sorts of conditions.
And not just diagnose and treat, but also prevent.
Right. If we can identify problems early on, we can intervene before they even become serious issues.
Exactly.
It's like having a crystal ball for your health. But instead of magic, it's science.
Evidence-based crystal ball.
Uh-huh, exactly. This is why I love doing these deep dives.
Me too.
It's so inspiring to learn about these cutting-edge discoveries and to think about the positive impact they could have on people's lives.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of corneocyte nanotexture analysis, I'm left feeling incredibly optimistic about the future of skincare and healthcare as a whole.
I agree.
It's clear that we're entering a new era of personalized and precise medicine. And it's all thanks to scientists pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
To those tiny bumps on our skin cells.
Yeah, to those tiny bumps.
Yeah.
A huge thank you to you for joining us on this journey and for sharing your insights.
It was my pleasure.
I hope our listeners are as excited about this research as we are, and that it's inspired them to think about the endless possibilities of science. That's all for today's deep dive. But stay curious, keep exploring, and we'll see you next time for another fascinating adventure into the world of knowledge.